insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدِ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون.
We're discussing verse 130 in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه. And who will ever renounce Abraham's creed except one who fools himself? ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا, we certainly chose him in the present world, وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين, and in the hereafter he will indeed be among the righteous. Now, I need to mention a point regarding this verse and the previous verses in this Surah Baqarah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the story of Prophet Ibrahim. If you remember, we mentioned a number of times in this Surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing Bani Israel. This Surah was revealed in Medina, which the main challenge that the Prophet had ideologically was the issues that Bani Israel, the Jews, brought to the Prophet. One of the issues that the Jews were discussing, and also the Christians to a certain extent, and we will see signs of that in the following verses, is this talk about what the previous religions were, what religion did these prophets have? Were they Jews? Was Prophet Ibrahim a Jew? Was Prophet Yaqub, Jacob, a Jew? Was Ismail a Jew? What was their religion? This was a discussion that they had. This verse is apparently related to that discussion. And firstly, what it says in this verse about this whole story is that who will renounce the creed that was revealed to Prophet Ibrahim. Now, we mentioned that in the previous session that this creed or this religion, the millah that is mentioned here, is the millah and the creed, religion of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means we need to at all times submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever His laws are, if those set of laws are the laws that were revealed to Prophet Ibrahim, if they are what He has mandated upon us, then that's what we need to follow. We will be submitting to Him. If those laws are the laws that are revealed to Prophet Moses, we need to follow them. If they are the laws that are revealed to Prophet Jesus, and so on and so forth. We already mentioned that. What I want to mention as a new point today is what is the, there's a very important talk about what is the difference between these divine religions why do we have these differences? Why are there different religions revealed? And what is the difference between them? What's the difference between what was revealed to Prophet Ibrahim and what was revealed to Prophet Musa, what was revealed to Prophet Isa, what was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, and before them what was revealed to Prophet Nuh? May Allah's blessings be upon all of his prophets, especially those mentioned. What is the difference between these? We need to say that generally the religion is divided into two categories. In each religion, we have two types of talks. One type of talk is regarding the ma'arif and the teachings regarding the human being, regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving understanding and insight into the creation, the relationship of people with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spirituality and all of that, but the knowledge aspect of it, knowing how the system works, what is our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, the issues and talks about tawheed, what is the level of tawheed, the topic of everyone being dependent, even in their will, on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will, and so on and so forth. These are the teachings that came from the prophets. They taught mankind what mankind had not come to and had not understood. This is one aspect of every religion. The other aspect of the religion is the practical aspect of the religion, which are the practical laws that are mentioned in each religion. Now, what needs to be said about the difference between religions is that regarding the teachings that religions have about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the creation, about the hereafter, what we term as the aqaid, the beliefs in the religion, there is no difference between the religions in the sense that you would find something said in one religion and then the next religion, the next prophet would be told to tell the people at this point that was mentioned to the previous prophet, that's something for them to believe in, but you need to believe in something else. That point was not for you to believe in. That was only up to that previous prophet for them to believe in. But now the reality we need to tell you is something else. And then the following prophet would come and say that no, that belief system is wrong. Let's talk about something new. That didn't happen. That doesn't make sense. The line of belief system that was revealed to all the prophets, they are all the same. The only difference is the depth of what is said. Allahu Akbar, 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 Allahu Akbar. Tawheed, for example, has got a lot of very, very in-depth and deep meanings that even today, even the Muslim Ummah does not know all the in-depth and detailed points of Tawheed that we have received through the Holy Quran and the sayings of the Ahlul Bayt, which is very, very difficult to grasp. These deep explanations that we have received from the Ahlul Bayt in their du'as, in their statements to their very close companions, very special companions, in some of the verses in the Holy Quran that metaphorically these points have been mentioned in a way that only those who pay very close attention can take, these points, the in-depth points, were not mentioned. You can see very clearly they were not mentioned in the previous religions. But what was mentioned in the previous religion, it was all absolutely right. And the only thing was some of the in-depth points were not mentioned. And basically, each new religion, in terms of the beliefs, you see that religion builds on what was previously said and what the previous prophet had brought to these people and to mankind. Okay, when we look at the teachings that Prophet Isa had, from the practical aspect, we see that he, and that's something that we want to talk about next, but we see that, you know, he is told to make many of the things that were haram and many of the difficult obligations that the Jewish nation had for reasons that we've hinted to before, and we will talk about a little bit very briefly. But, you know, those were lifted, basically. Those rulings that were very difficult, they were lifted. When we look at the belief aspect of it, we see that what Prophet Jesus has brought and the details of explaining mankind's relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the du'as that he in the form of du'a that this prophet has brought, we see it is much more in depth. Now the philosophy behind that is something else. I don't want to talk about that, but the difference in these religions when it comes to the issue of beliefs is that each religion that comes will build on the previous teachings and make it more in-depth and give more explanation and more insight into those beliefs.
وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدِ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون.
Regarding the practical aspect of it, there's a very important point that we need to discuss, but unfortunately the time in this session is over, and we ask the listeners to please join us in the following session so we can discuss this point, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار